Christ came to earth as a lamb. Christ will return as a lion. In Revelation 1, verses 1 through 6, this book unveils some of the future activities soon to occur in the life of Jesus Christ. God permitted him to reveal these things to his servant John in a vision, and then an angel was sent from heaven to explain the vision's meaning. John wrote it all down, the words of God and Jesus Christ and everything he heard and saw. If you read this prophecy aloud to the church, you will receive a special blessing from the Lord. Those who listen to it being read and do what it says will also be blessed. For the time is near when these things will all come true. From John, to the seven churches in Turkey, dear friends, may you have grace and peace from God who is, and was, and is to come, and from the sevenfold Spirit before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who faithfully reveals all truth to us. He was the first to rise from death, to die no more. He is far greater than any king in all the earth. All praise to Him, who always loves us, and who set us free from our sins by pouring out His lifeblood for us. He has gathered us into the kingdom and made us priests of God His Father. Give Him everlasting glory. He rules forever. Amen. And this concludes the reading today in Revelation 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us now reflect on this message. Revelation is not only about the future, it is also about the present. It brings future hope to all believers and especially those that have suffered for their faith, declaring Christ's final victory over evil and the reality of eternal life with Him. It also provides us guidance in the present, as it teaches us all about Jesus Christ and provides a roadmap for the way we should live for Him now, in the present. Make no mistake and be prepared. Jesus Christ is coming again, just as He said. All evil will be judged, and the dead will be raised to judgment. This results in eternal life through faith, or eternal destruction, depending on the path that you've chosen. The book of Revelation was given by God to Jesus Christ, who then revealed it to John. Some who read this book of the Bible become too interested in the details of John's vision, instead of focusing on the main message that Jesus was sharing, His infinite love for us, His unfailing power, and His justice. Keep in mind that there is nothing to fear when Jesus returns if we are on the winning side of Christ. He is Lord of all lords, King of all kings, and Master of all masters. Are you prepared for His coming? Take your place as one of God's faithful servants by believing in Christ. We are promised victory if we resist temptation and make Christ priority in our lives. Develop your own relationship with Christ now, while you have time to better serve Him, etching out a place for yourself in the kingdom of heaven. Christ is coming again, just as He said.